first things first, Alex, another dynamite season. I know you and your dad are just having a ball coaching this Pinnacle Bank Junior Bs, and you guys had a heck of a summer, didn't you?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, at the beginning of the year, we lost three of our three guys going up to the juniors, and we didn't really know what to expect from this year's team, and we had a couple new kids step up, and yeah, I mean, we just came out, and we played our best ball, and we kind of surprised myself and me, my dad, and Colt and Lentz, and yeah, they came out, and they played hard, and everyone stepped up to the occasion, and we won a lot of games.
Yeah, I can't forget about Colton. Coach Lentz, can't forget he's a key part of this staff as well. You win both the regular season and the tournament championship. That's got to feel good, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's awesome. I mean, it brings it back to when me and Colton were in 7th, 8th grade, and we were the first team to actually win that. And then, yeah, it's kind of cool to now be able to coach a team to be able to win that league.
And to beat Gothenburg for the championship, I know. You got to agree with me on this one. To beat a team like that, always a traditional, pretty good baseball program over in Gothenburg, to beat them for the championship 10-3, that makes it even more sweeter, doesn't it?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, we went up there to Gothenburg, and they beat us like 8-1, I think. And I was kind of nervous going in this game, but I knew that we had the kids prepared and ready to go for that game.
So second time around, a little rematch there. You had made some adjustments and got them the second time around.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, so last time we played them, their pitcher had about 12 strikeouts against us, and it was so we definitely worked on sitting back on curveballs, which that kid was definitely very good at throwing. And yeah, we came that first inning, he struck out 30 times, and we kind of just figured it out, and then we got on top, and once we figured it out, it was no stopping us from there.
What was your final record overall? Did you count up wins, losses for this summer?
Yeah, I believe for the league, I believe we're about 9-2, 10-2, and then we had a couple outside games where we, I think we went about even on those outside games, but yeah, overall we only lost two in the regular season and probably three outside of the league.
A lot of these kids, you take it, probably will be moving up even more for the First Central Bank Juniors for next year, you think?
Oh yeah, they're all going to be out of eligibility, I believe. Maybe a couple could still play on the Junior Bs, but I think they all have enough talent to move their skills to the juniors next year.
You got a couple of guys. We're talking about the All-Star game tonight. That's taking place. You and Coach Lentz get a chance to be there, and you got a couple of your guys as well.
Yeah, we got Justin Chancellor, Bryant Edwards, and Cohen Cock all going to play there. And yeah, these kids from their 7th grade to 8th grade year all made significant jumps. And I mean, you could just tell, like, the way that they played out there. They're leaders on our team, and yeah, they definitely deserve this opportunity to be able to go to Lexington and play that game.
How do they split the teams up? I mean, certain teams make up one side and the other teams make up the other team. How do they do that?
Yeah, so usually it goes by your seeding and the regular season, so like it'll be like one first seed, fourth seed, maybe like the sixth or seventh seed, but I'm not quite sure how Grade did it this year. We got it's going to be McCook, Lexington, and Cozad on one team, and then the other four teams on the other one.
Okay, so that's good to get a chance to play one final game, and it's a fast summer, as you well know. Boy, you start and then you're done just like that.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it feels like our season was just getting started. I mean, compared to last year, we had a couple more tournaments, but this year we decided just to stay with the league. And yeah, I mean, it's crazy. It's already done. It's a sad feeling, but I mean, we did our job during the regular season and we finished strong. So I couldn't be more proud of this team.
I know you and the whole Anthony bunch. You love your baseball during the summertime, don't you?
Oh yeah, definitely. I mean, going back to back when I played and then watched my little brother play and now coaching, it's just, I mean, I don't know how much more years I'll coach, if this is my last one or not, but yeah, it's definitely a sad feeling when it's over.
That was my next question. Are you going to keep doing this? Kind of just depends. Getting ready for the junior season in college, so, you know, those years are starting to wrap up for you pretty soon.
Yeah. I'm not sure what the future brings me for baseball, but yeah, I mean, college is almost done, and Yeah, I'd love to be able to coach these kids again, but it just depends what everything. It just depends what the future holds. I'm not quite sure yet.
Well, just good that kids continue to love baseball around here, and just good to have a Junior B's program to keep it going for some of these younger kids who aren't quite ready for the older ranks just yet. It gives them a chance to play some games.
Yeah, definitely. I love helping these kids mature to that level, and just to develop their skills at this young age is definitely good, because it's a different level when you switch over to the juniors and seniors, especially with the bats different. So you got to go to way heavier bats. And yeah, I just, especially from our 7th, 8th grade year, just seeing the way these kids have developed their skills. I mean, we were a complete different team from last year, and that's with losing a bunch of kids too. And just seeing the kids step up, it's definitely a good feeling just to see what you've coached all these kids into.
Alex, you still got some pop in your fastball. I don't know if you go out there and throw BP a lot to these kids, but if you did, you still got some pop, or are those pitching days over with?
Yeah, I try sometimes. I mean, back in high school, I hurt my shoulder, but, you know, I'll step out there sometimes. It might not always be strikes, but I still got a pretty nasty curveball on me, and I can get the fastball in there sometimes.